Joining me here in the studio, I have Suzanne Simpson from Food for People. How you doing?
Locally Delicious.
Did I say Food for People?
Yeah, you did.
All right, I meant Locally Delicious because you're working with Food for People.
That's right.
It's all confusing. It's all helping the community. So Locally Delicious, of course, you guys have got a couple of wonderful cookbooks out now, which are really fantastic. And you do wonderful things in the community, such as your food fund, helping to raise money for Food for People. We were just talking a little bit off air. And you have a goal of about $10,000, right?
That's correct.
You're up to about eight.
We have eight. And what we're doing now is appealing to our absolutely fantastic community to help us come up to the $10,000. And what we do is we donate this money to Food for People, and anywhere from 10 to 12, maybe even more, farmers will be selected from our local farming community to provide very specific food for the clients of Food for People. No rutabagas, by the way. And so we have done this. This is going to be our fifth year. And in the four years that we've done this, we have the farmers have provided 20 tons of fresh fruit and vegetables to Food for People, and it's all local, and most of it is organic. And so it's a great treat, and when that food comes in, people line up.
Absolutely. It's wonderful to be able to provide people who are hungry with good quality food.
It is. And it's going to be even harder this year, what with the California drought and the cut in food stamps. And I was just mentioning that my husband is on the board of Food for People and does volunteers there. And he sees people like you and me coming in there that have lost their jobs. And these are not just the druggies and the bums that come in. It's people with families and children that do not have enough food.
As a matter of fact, that's the vast majority.
It is.
Just average everyday people who had a hiccup in their income, or maybe had a car that needed repairing or something.
Right.
An illness. Any of those things can have an impact, and unfortunately, sometimes the only thing negotiable is the food.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So anyway, I love this community, and I love the support that we have gotten over the 5 years. It has been really, really amazing. We started out with making a donation of $3,000, and here we are hoping to be able to provide 10. And this food is going to help feed children. It's going to help feed families and elders, and it's going to be stretched because of what is going to be going on. I know that the food prices are just going to jump because of what's going on in the Central Valley. And it's going to be a very serious situation this spring.
So how do people help out? How do they help you get to your goal of $10,000?
Well, they can go to the Food for People website, or they can go to our site, which is locally-delicious.org, and go to the food fund. And we have an extra bonus. If a person donates $50 to either us or to Food for People, they will get a free Locally Delicious book, our latest
Wonderful.
Edition. And if you do that, please, if you're sending in checks or make a notation, however you do it, that it's for the Locally Delicious Food Fund. And then Food for People will let us know, or we will let you know, and your book will be delivered to you.
Fantastic. Now, do you get your choice, or is it the latest one?
No, it will be the Locally Delicious one.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Yeah. So we're very excited about this, and the farmers are excited. We're in the middle of deciding who's going to be able to work with us. And I also want to thank St. Joe's Hospital Foundation, because they have been partnering with us now for, I believe, 3 years, and
nice.
They've been very, very generous also.
Fantastic. Well, there are a lot of good, generous people in this community, and that's one of the things that makes this community so special. It's a very small community, but it really looks out for itself. And anyone who wants to help out certainly can, and if you do, you can get a Locally Delicious book, which is fantastic. we've got our copy, so now you can get yours if you don't yet. And be helping out Food for People all at the same time, which is really wonderful.
Great. Well, this is fantastic. Thank you. And I would like to thank also your listeners for supporting Locally Delicious. It means so much to us and to our community.
Any other things you guys are up to lately?
Well, our Lunchbox Envy is going to be an e-book.
Oh, nice.
So we have that in the works. And we are going to be at the, we're going to be at the Bee Fest in May, which is going to be at the Bayside Grange, and the Sustainability Fair in the Jefferson Community, whatever they call it now. I can't remember. And so, we make our presence known in the community, and we're just working behind the scenes all the time to create a more sustainable food future for this county. It's hard to say.
It's hard to say. Sustainable food future. Yes.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, Suzanne, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you, Cliff.
Really appreciate that. And to our listeners, our very generous listeners, if you can log on to the Food for People website and donate $50 or more, you'll get a Locally Delicious book, and you'll be helping out the community as well and getting you guys on your goal to 10,000, which would be fantastic.
Yes. Thank you so much.